Johnson on Motor Post Game Show begins here from the Taffy Able Arena in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. Ferro State with the victory, 4-1. The Bulldogs over the Lakers. Let's go downstairs to the Bulldog Hockey Locker Room. Assistant Coach Dave Sensors with the headsets on. Coach Sensor, congratulations on the victory. Initial reactions to the game here tonight.
Well, Dom, I thought it was a great win by our guys. They fought hard all night. They really played well from start to finish, even though we got behind 1-0, and they had that second goal that was disallowed. But our guys really played hard. They played hard all night. At times early on, it probably wasn't smart, but they always played hard tonight. And as we really warmed up to the task in terms of playing with our minds and our heads and our hearts, and as the night went on, I thought especially beginning the second period on, we were a pretty good team tonight.
Dogs with a 4-1 victory here tonight. We're talking with Assistant Coach Dave Sensor of the Johnson Automotive Post Game Show. Coach, scoring by committee tonight. As I look at the box score, Mayhew has scored. He scored 2 tonight. The sophomore, Zach Zahner, gets his first collegiate goal as a freshman. Simone Denis, a junior and a defenseman. Scoring by committee, that's how you win hockey games, and you got to be impressed with your club tonight.
Absolutely, and you know what? It's one of those great nights where all four lines are really playing well. I don't really know if we had a forward who was off his game, so that really helps when you can roll four lines like that, and it showed up on the scoreboard. It was a great first goal of the game by Mayhew going to the net. It was a great play by Dom Panetta coming up the wing and a great feed over to Drew Duranis, and then he hit Mayhew coming across. So that was a great play by that line, and they really played well all night long for us. And then we got a great goal by Zahner, his first of his career. That was a great offensive zone play that we've been working on quite a bit in practice. So it was nice to see that pay off for him in particular. And then having that goal at Simone score, jumping in the line rush like that, that's always great when your defenseman can. That's something we work on quite a bit too, is the defenseman jumping in a line rush to create some offense. So just all around, we were happy with the way everybody played and everybody contributed, and it showed on the scoreboard as well.
I noticed the first line was switched up quite a bit in the second or third period as well. It was Shep Robertson and Andrew to start the game. Andrew was not on the bench at one point when I checked in the game. What's the status on Tyler Andrew, the first line right winger for Ferro State?
That's a really good question. That's something that I know he's a little bit banged up, and he didn't come back basically in the second and the third period, both of them. So we'll have Tim Glover and our medical staff look at him tonight, and we'll have to see where he's at for tomorrow. But that's a good question. It'll be something on our minds. But certainly after he stepped out, I thought Mayhew jumped into that spot for the most part. He played well. He really fed off that extra ice tonight. Van Warmer jumped in that spot a couple times too and got double shifted. So those are two guys that are in great shape. They can handle those minutes. So I was impressed with the way the guys responded. When they needed that, we needed some extra out of a couple guys tonight.
All right, final game of the season tomorrow night. One, I can't believe it already, but two, you got to imagine Lake Superior State's going to come out and leave it all on the ice as they're vying for a playoff spot. Keys
Absolutely.
For a Bulldog victory.
Yep. You know what? We have to have more of the same what we had tonight. We got to play smart hockey, and we really did that tonight. We got to play with a purpose, which we did, not just go out and mindlessly go through the systems, but really play with a purpose, and I thought we did a great job doing that tonight. And we had to play hard just like we did tonight as well. We're needing great goaltending from CJ, which we saw tonight. And so we just really need a carbon copy of what we had tonight. And so if we can get that, we'll be in good shape. But you're right, Dom, they're going to be a desperate team. They're fighting for their playoff lives. And, hopefully we'll be a desperate team too, in a spot where we can, we're fighting for or playing for something. So whether it's home ice or a certain playoff position, whatever it might be. But, I really expect them to come out and put their best foot forward. And then, we'll have to be ready to answer with ours.
Final question for your coach here. Of course, men's basketball in the building as well tonight. I know your main concern is the game, but to see the 40 members of the Pep Band all wearing red and standing during the game, the whole men's basketball team here as well, and the administration from the athletic directors down, how does it feel to have the support from them tonight, and also then put up a 4-1 victory in front of them?
It was awesome, Dom. I'm not going to lie to you. We were almost kind of surprised when you came out on the ice tonight just to hear them and, hear the FSU chants. And I thought we kind of had the louder crowd, that's for sure, tonight. So they did a great job. The Pep Band, the basketball team, they stayed right till the end, and they have a huge game tomorrow. So, we can't say enough about the support, that we get not only at home, but that we got here tonight. It was awesome. It was a great surprise, and they really did a great job.
Coach Sensor, we appreciate your time. We'll see you downstairs after the show.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 4-1 tonight. Much more to come in the postgame show. We'll get the box score recap with the audio highlights after this. This is Ferro State Hockey on Sunny 97.3 FM.